Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn to Read with Phonics by Ella Fontaine is an early literacy resource focused on beginning reading instruction for kindergarten and first grade. Positioned within the Decodable Reader and Phonics Workbook category, the book is built around an Orton-Gillingham-inspired structured literacy framework and is presented as especially supportive for children with dyslexia or other reading difficulties. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical. It aims to help adults teach foundational reading skills through explicit phonics practice, controlled text, and gradual progression. The emphasis on short vowels, CBC words, blends, and digraphs places the book squarely in the earliest stages of decoding development, where children learn to connect letters and sounds accurately, based on available product information. The book includes a sequence of classroom-ready lessons and reading passages designed to let learners apply a newly taught pattern immediately. That combination of direct instruction and decodable practice makes it relevant for teachers, tutors, and parents seeking a systematic, accessible way to build confidence and accuracy in early readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, structured literacy through an Orton-Gillingham approach. A central feature of the book is its alignment with the broad principles of the Orton-Gillingham approach, a structured literacy method widely associated with explicit, sequential reading instruction. In practical terms, this means the book does not treat reading as a process children simply absorb through exposure. Instead, it appears to organize instruction so that learners are taught sound-symbol relationships directly and then asked to practice them in a controlled way. This is especially important for children who struggle with guessing from pictures or memorizing whole words without understanding their internal sound structure. The value of an Orton-Gillingham-informed design lies in its orderliness. Skills are introduced step by step rather than all at once, allowing children to build from simple patterns toward more complex ones. That makes the book useful not only for students with diagnosed dyslexia, but also for many beginning readers who need clarity and repetition. For adults using it, the approach offers a predictable teaching path. Rather than relying on intuition alone, parents and educators can work through foundational phonics concepts in a deliberate sequence. This structured quality is one of the book's most significant strengths within the crowded early reading market. Secondly, decodable readers as a bridge from phonics lessons to real reading, the book importance also comes from its use of decodable readers, which are designed so children can read text that matches the phonics patterns they have already been taught. This is a major distinction from many beginner books that may look simple but still contain numerous irregular or untaught words. In a decodable format, children are given an immediate opportunity to apply instruction rather than depend on memorization or adult prompting. That supports the development of true decoding, which is a foundational reading skill. For young learners, this can reduce frustration because success is built into the reading experience. Or if a child has learned short vowel sounds or basic consonant patterns, the text gives them a chance to use those skills in context. This creates a strong link between lesson and application. For struggling readers, especially those with dyslexia, the control practice can be more effective than unpredictable text. It also helps adults observe what a child actually knows. If the reading passage is limited to taught patterns, errors are easier to interpret and address. In that sense, the decodable reader format is not just a convenience, it is a core instructional tool that helps turn phonics knowledge into independent reading behavior. Thirdly, focus on foundational patterns such as short vowels, CBC words, blends, and digraphs. The book clearly concentrates on some of the most important early phonics patterns, including short vowels, consonant vowel consonant words, blends, and digraphs. This choice reflects a realistic understanding of how early decoding develops. Children need repeated practice with high-frequency sound patterns before they can read longer and more complex words with confidence. Short vowel words, such as simple CBC forms, are often the first place where learners begin to grasp that printed words can be sounded out systematically from left to right. Once that principle is secure, blends and digraphs expand the child's ability to handle more varied and natural-sounding words. By focusing on these patterns, the book stays anchored in the practical foundations of beginning literacy, rather than moving too quickly into advanced material. That is especially valuable for intervention settings, where gaps in basic decoding often interfere with later reading growth. This emphasis also makes the book easier to integrate into home and classroom routines, because the targeted skills are familiar to early elementary instruction. Instead of trying to cover every aspect of reading at once, the book appears to prioritize the building blocks most likely to improve accuracy, confidence, and early fluency in a manageable sequence. Fourthly, support for dyslexia and other struggling readers. Another important topic is the book positioning as a dyslexia-friendly reading resource. In the early literacy space, that usually means the material is intentionally structured to reduce unnecessary confusion and to increase clarity in sound-based instruction. Children with dyslexia often benefit from explicit teaching, careful sequencing, and repeated opportunities to practice the same pattern across words and passages. The book's focus on controlled phonics content fits that need well. Rather than asking children to infer patterns on their own, it appears to guide them through them systematically. This can help learners experience success earlier, which is crucial because reading frustration often leads to avoidance and loss of confidence. The book also seems designed for adults who may not be specialists, which matters because many children receive support at home or in general education settings before formal intervention begins. A resource that is accessible to parents, tutors, and teachers broadens its usefulness. At the same time, it is realistic to note that no single book replaces a full diagnostic or intervention program when reading difficulties are severe. Its strength is as a structured teaching aid that supports evidence-aligned practice. That makes it a potentially valuable supplement for helping struggling readers build accuracy and momentum in the earliest stages of reading. Lastly, practical lesson design for classroom and home instruction, the book appears to distinguish itself not only by what it teaches, but by how ready it is for use. Available descriptions indicate that it includes a substantial set of classroom-ready lessons, suggesting a format meant for direct implementation rather than abstract guidance. This practical orientation is important for busy teachers, tutors, and parents who need organized material they can use immediately. In the early reading category, many books either provide theory without enough application or stories without enough instructional support. A resource that combines lesson structure with decodable practice can fill that gap effectively. For classroom use, ready-made lessons can support small group instruction, intervention blocks, or literacy centers focused on specific phonics patterns. For home use, the same structure can help caregivers maintain consistency without needing advanced training in reading instruction. The manageable progression also makes it easier to monitor whether a child is mastering one skill before moving on to the next. That practical sequencing can improve confidence for the adult as well as the learner. In category terms, this usability matters because strong content alone is not enough. A phonics resource becomes more valuable when it helps adults deliver instruction clearly, consistently, and with minimal guesswork. In conclusion, Learn to Read with Phonics is best suited for parents, classroom teachers, reading tutors, and intervention providers working with kindergarten and first grade children who are still building basic decoding skills. And it is particularly relevant for adults supporting students with dyslexia, or those who need more explicit instruction than many general early reader books provide. The practical benefit of the book lies in its combination of structured phonics teaching and decodable reading practice. That pairing helps children apply a newly learned pattern right away, which can strengthen accuracy, reduce guessing, and build confidence through successful reading experiences. For adults, the benefit is clarity. The book appears to provide a usable pathway rather than requiring them to assemble separate lessons and texts on their own. What helps it stand out in its category is its clear focus on foundational phonics patterns within an Orton-Gillingham informed framework, along with its direct appeal to both professional educators and home users. Many early reading resources are either too broad, too unsystematic, or not sufficiently supportive of struggling readers. This book's realistic strength is that it stays focused on the essentials and presents them in a structured, accessible way. For anyone seeking a straightforward, phonics-based tool for early reading instruction, it offers a credible and practical option. If you would like to support Ella Fontaine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.